Let's be honest. Some people are just born to live eventful, unusual, or extraordinary lives. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels featuring a pair of unforgettable, truly uncommon women. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. My two favorites among the new fiction releases this month both feature one-of-a-kind female protagonists. Alex Coddis's debut novel is narrated by Constance Costa, a.k.a. the half-Greek imprisoned daughter of the fat murderer. Growing up in mid-70s London, Connie's closest confidants are Mark Bolan and David Bowie, whose posters on her bedroom wall have been told all about her plans to murder her father. Her father earned her hatred by virtue of a car accident that killed Connie's mother and two younger brothers. But even before that, she has determined, he was an awful man who ensnared her sainted mother with his now long-gone Elvis Presley-style good looks. Now, the two remaining members of the family are stuck with one another, all the more miserably since George Costa is dead set on preventing his daughter from enjoying any aspect of her adolescence and uses violence to make sure of it. While the fat murderer forbids her from attending the autumn term disco at her school, he requires her weekly attendance at Friday night community gatherings known as Greek Night, which she calls Freak Night, the only upside of which is that she gets to see the one person in my life who didn't make me want to vomit, Vasos. The novel follows Connie, her sexual awakening, and her murder attempts through the summer of 1977, when her father drags her off to Cyprus, then skips ahead to 2007 to deliver a magical resolution. We haven't read a novel with an abuse plot that was this funny since early Edward St. Aubyn, who is a contemporary of Coddis, making her fiction debut in her 60s after a career in music journalism. As the Kirkus Reviewer nailed it, this is my big fat Greek coming-of-age novel, narrated by the great teenage curmudgeon of recent literature. You think that sounds wild? Try this. The Beheading Game by Rebecca Lehman is an account of the further adventures of Anne Boleyn post-decapitation. Yep, that Anne Boleyn, who had the terrible misfortune to be married to Henry VIII. The novel begins as Anne wakes up in a wooden box, climbs out, tucks her head under her arm, and heads out to seek revenge. She steals a boat and crosses the Thames to a rough neighborhood where she's able to steal a sewing basket and reattach her head, covering the seam with a collar made from silk cloth once used to swaddle her infant daughter. Fans of Wolf Hall will enjoy Lehman's versions of the many common characters, from Henry and Cromwell to Thomas Wyatt and Jane Seymour. Lehman's prose has an ungaudy lyricism, a lucidity, and a timeless quality that makes this wild ghost story totally believable. As the Kirkus Reviewer noted, the various urban and rural settings are evoked with such convincing detail that we have no problem accepting the appearance of a white bull in the forest that follows Anne like a puppy and eventually becomes both transportation and security guard. Another invented character, a prostitute named Alice Anne meets on the streets early on, helps her out of many a jam and is the focus of a wonderful plot line about friendship, romance, and women's lives in 16th century England.
The books are Big Nobody by Alex Coddis and The Beheading Game by Rebecca Lehman. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.